This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. One of the nation's first self-driving car services will be coming to North Texas next month. California-based Drive.ai has teamed up with the city of Frisco to launch the program. Sameep Tandon is co-founder and CEO of Drive.ai, and as part of our breakthrough series, Charting the Cutting Edge of Technology, he's here to talk about their plans. Sameep Tandon, thanks for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
First off, why Frisco? Is the physical layout of the roads better, or did the city offer any kind of incentives?
There's a couple reasons for this. What we really liked about Texas was that it had just passed a state bill, 2205, that made it possible for the state and cities to work closely together on self-driving car deployments. And then we really liked Frisco, particularly because of the speed at which this all came together.
What's behind the technology driving these cars?
There's a lot of different parts to make this vehicle safe. And part of it is the artificial intelligence technology. On the vehicle, there's systems such as perception solutions that, you know, make sure that the vehicle is seeing everything around it. There's motion planning, there's decision making, there's control systems. The complexity is fairly substantial. But a big part of it is also what we call the Telechoice Operation Center. Three cellular connections that go to a remote operation center where humans are also monitoring them, watching them, helping them if they get stuck, and continuing to make the AI system better as that human input is then fed into the vehicle.
What exactly is Drive.ai planning for Frisco? Will everyone be able to use these vehicles, or will it be a limited run?
So we're starting off this deployment in a much more controlled and limited sense. There's going to be a four-vehicle deployment that will launch later in July this year. Where we're starting this is a place called Hall Office Park. And this deployment is accessible through a smartphone application. About 10,000 employees in the area will have access to it. And we intend to do this in a very controlled setting where we'll grow the access as the demand and the overall deployment picks up.
Now, I keep saying vehicles, but will these be sedans, trucks, vans? You know, what should people expect to see? And how many of these cars will ultimately end up on the streets?
We're starting off with a van platform. These are actually Nissan NV200s, four of them to start. But over time, we intend to grow this and scale this. We want to use the learnings from this deployment in addition to the feedback we get from the community to figure out how exactly this can grow over time.
A survey last month by the American Automobile Association found that about 73% of American drivers are scared to ride in a self-driving vehicle. How does Drive.ai plan to get around this supposed fear of autonomous vehicles?
It's a good question. I think overall, what you'll notice first with our vehicles is that they're this visually distinct orange color. And there's actually a good reason for why we're doing that. We want to help shape the expectation that this is a self-driving car. By shaping that expectation that this is a self-driving car and it's not exactly a horse, it's not exactly a normal automobile, this helps build trust in the environment. This lets people understand that, hey, perhaps it's a bad idea to harass these vehicles, or perhaps it's a bad idea to do something like cut it off. You know, these are vehicles on the road, and what we want to do basically is help shape that conversation so that over time, people become much more trustworthy and excited to use self-driving cars as part of their day-to-day lives.
Sameep Tandon is co-founder and CEO of Drive.ai. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Appreciate it.